And there's no amount of sacrifice that we can make of what we possess of ourselves, of our goods, of our lands, of our flocks, whatever, of our money. You know, we cannot offer God anything in payment for it, really. And God loved David because of his humble and contrite heart. And he was merciful to him. That is the basis on which we need to approach God, seeking his mercy. He wants us to seek mercy from him rather than trying to pay our way or bribe him with our sacrifices. Because it doesn't please him. In verse 5, he talks about how the priests, they profane the Sabbath and are blameless. And the idea is simply that, you know, they do servile labor on the Sabbath day, which no one else is allowed to do. But they're not blamed. And that's what he's saying. What he's ultimately saying here is, these are my disciples. I am the Son of God. Therefore, they are above the law, as I am above the law. I am Lord of the Sabbath. If I say, I'll make an exception, eat, pick the corn. If he makes the exception, then who are you to question it? David was God's anointed. If David went and ate the shewbread and God forgave it, who was anyone else to question the matter? You know, the priests, when David was hungry and he asked for the shewbread, the priests gave it to him. They knew it was only for them, but they gave it to him because he was the Lord's anointed. That God was with him, and they, I'll give it to you, David. You would not have condemned the guiltless. Man cannot condemn those who God holds guiltless. The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day, yes. He can release us from the obligations. He can pass over transgressions. Now, he doesn't pass, you know, he's like, well, you can just go out and murder somebody? No. You know, the likelihood of him, you know, if you want to test his mercy that way, well, I'd rather not. Because we may find out real quick that we are only the man who thought he had something. And even that which we seem to have will be taken away. And he goes on to illustrate this point about the Sabbath and about his authority. In verse 9, and when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. Because they didn't think it was. That's a work. You're supposed to work on other days. The work of a healer. It's like a doctor. Doctors, their work is to work healing people, or at least helping their bodies heal, because their doctors don't really heal. They put things in order and prepare the body so that the body can heal itself. There's no medicine that you pour over a wound and it heals up. They haven't gotten there yet, and not likely to ever. The best they can do is prepare the body in such a way that it heals as rapidly as possible. They can remove malignancies. They can, you know, get out foreign objects and disease. They can kill off the bugs, but the body, when it's damaged, it has to heal itself. And even things like vaccines, all they are is things that provoke the body into healing itself, into fighting the disease itself. And so, but doctors do their work. However you want to look at it. They do a good work. Helping the body to heal, or administering medicines. That, you know, like antibiotics, there's something that really helps the body by removing the infections and so on and so forth. But, you know, they work. Now, that work they do is labor. I mean, ask any doctor who, if they're putting in their 10 or 12 hour shifts, if they feel like they've worked at all today. You know, it's a very demanding occupation. So now, the Sabbath day comes along. Is it lawful to do that work on the Sabbath day? The Jews of Jesus' day would say no. That's work. He shouldn't do it on that day. They wanted to accuse him because they thought, no, this is not what man, this is not what they should be doing. He's doing the work of a healer. But the Jesus perspective, of course, is that God is doing the works through him, notwithstanding the fact that he is God. But the Father and the Son, there's a distinction. And my Father doeth the works. And he said to them in verse 11, what man shall there be among you that shall have a sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thy hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. So he healed the man. And Jesus makes this interesting point that, hey, if you have an animal that falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, what man is there among you that's not going to help it get out? You know, it's cruel. Oh, well, that sheep's dead. It is lawful to save life. It is lawful to do well, to do good, to do kindness on the Sabbath day, to do works of kindness, works of righteousness. The Sabbath was about servile labor. Yeah, gathering corn and so on and so forth. Gathering food was considered servile labor. You're supposed to prepare ahead of time. But in a medical emergency, you can't prepare ahead of time. A doctor has to be able to do well, to work on a Sabbath day. You know, I'll tell you what, do the Jews in Palestine, if they get shot on the Sabbath day, do they say, well, you can have a doctor in, the Sabbath day just began. You're going to have to wait till sundown tomorrow before we can see you. So this whole point, though it does seem ridiculous to us now, at that time and with their mentality, it was not. It was a legitimate question for them. And it's not so ridiculous if you consider in the fact of that they're looking at, well, what kind of labor it is. But this is what the letter of the law does. It kills. The letter kills, but the spirit makes alive. When you try to do things by the letter of the law, you do not achieve righteousness, and you also hurt people. It is the spirit, by the spirit of the law, by the spirit of righteousness, that we do good and we do right. This man is better than a sheep. I will heal him. It is lawful to do good. Now, this isn't necessarily applying to back what he said in the beginning of the chapter about his disciples. There, what he was saying is, I'm Lord of the Sabbath, and I pardon it. Here, what he's saying is, now this is another matter. It is lawful to do well, to do good, to heal, to save on the Sabbath day. Because just like the priests, they profane the Sabbath. To profane, the English word profane, I believe, comes from probably Latin or Greek, but I think it means, whatever. It means far from the temple. Profane.